May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Alhamdulillah, by the mercy and grace of Allah Almighty, Alhamdulillah, we are again this week on program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah. Remember, this is your program and this is your Madani channel. And we take the requests of your spiritual cures and we also take requests for istikharas during this program. Those of you who join us every week, welcome. And those of you who have just joined us for the first time, just so you know what's going on, you can send in your requests for spiritual cures. And also you can send requests for istikhara. The method, if you send in the name of the person whose istikhara you'd like to have performed along with the mother's name, and if you don't want your names mentioned live on the program, then you can give us a code word or code name, which we will mention before we give the reply of the istikhara. And that will be indication for you that this particular istikhara reply is for yourself. Alhamdulillah, we've got the brothers from the department, Ruhani Laj, with us. Inshallah, we'll move to them. Shortly. Firstly, I'd like to include one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. With this, inshallah, we should also make the intention that we will recite durood and salam in abundance upon the final prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The last prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, undoubtedly, your names along with your identity are presented to me. Therefore, recite excellent salat upon me with the most beautiful words. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Sajid bhai?
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Ala kulli hal.
Assalamu alaikum, Fiyaz bhai. How are you? You okay? MashaAllah. Welcome both of you. JazakAllah for joining us again this week. Inshallah, we've got some questions already here. Those of you who do take notes, have your pen and diary or notebook, etc. handy. And it's good to take note of these spiritual cures just in case you might not require them at this moment in time, but in the future they can come handy. So we'll move towards some of the questions that we've already had asked. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Sahib, is there a quick remedy for depression? So it's a question for somebody's asking for a spiritual cure for depression. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do you have a spiritual cure for success in any permissible work? And I've got an istikhara request as well, which I'd just like to include as well before we move to the spiritual cures. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Don't mention our names on the program. Can we get istikhara done? Okay, my child is experiencing many illnesses. Code word sky. Code word sky. So we've got that for you. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant complete cure to your child. You're mentioning that experiencing many illnesses. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give him complete cure, grant him good health. I know it's upsetting for parents, especially when children are unwell, and especially like I think you seem to be going through a pattern or a series of different illnesses. Inshallah, the brothers will give us something for this, inshallah. In fact, we'll do the istikhara and then inshallah we'll give you something, inshallah.
The first question was asked about the depression. May Allah Zawajal grant you relief from the depression, which is a common disease of the 21st century. Ameer al-Sunnah Damat Barakatamul Aliyah has given us a very useful and handy spiritual cure for depression. The spiritual cure is, when you have depression, perform wudu immediately. Inshallah, its intensity will decrease. Moreover,
recite Suratul Ikhlas. Qul huwallahu ahad till the end of the surah, complete surah, with Durood Sharif before and after. Blow on water and drink it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the depression will be cured. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. And the second question was about the success in every permissible work. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you with the success in every permissible step you take and open the doors of His special mercy for you. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameer al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has given us a very beneficial spiritual cure. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, 111 times with Salat upon the Prophet once at the beginning and at the end. For success in any permissible work, for example, memorization of the Holy Quran, Dars-e-Nizami, finding a righteous spouse, starting a new business, when facing obstacles in completing something, etc. After reciting this, make dua, inshallah azza wa jal, your dua will be accepted. Inshallah azza wa jal.
Any specific time, Fiyazbi?
There is no specific time written here.
So 111 times, no specific time, so it can be done any time, as long as they do
any convenient time.
A convenient time, okay. Mashallah. Mashallah. Very good. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, 111 times that was, in regards to success. So whether that was your question or not, it doesn't particularly matter. Remember, any of the spiritual cures which are being mentioned here in the program and you are taking note of them, remember, they're not for the person who's just requesting these spiritual cures. These can be used by any of the viewers. If you are taking note of this, you are about to start something new, start some, maybe even a new job, or you're about to buy a house. And some examples, Alhamdulillah, Fiyaz Bhai has given. So in success in any permissible task or need or something that you're going to do, so this can be used by anybody. And Fiyaz Bhai has mentioned that reciting Durood-e-Pak before and after, if any particular amount is mentioned, like here it was mentioned that once before and once after, but even if the Mubaligh do not mention in regards to Durood-e-Pak, do recite Durood-e-Pak before and after. Yeah, we move on to some more questions, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please request a spiritual cure for sadness? My heart is often, the emotions are of sadness, and I feel a sense of helplessness all the time. So is there any spiritual cure in regards to this? Feeling sad and feeling helpless. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I seem to be getting bothered by somebody. Somebody is bothering me, and I can't seem to end this situation or get rid of this situation by this particular person. Is there any spiritual cure, any vazifa that I could read that maybe it would put this issue, this problem of mine, of this bothersome person, at bay? Inshallah azza wa jal. Brothers will give us something for this. There was an istikhara request. I'd just like to include that now before we get the spiritual cures. The istikhara request, code word was given sky. Code word was given sky. So if you are going to take note, then I'm about to give the reply for your istikhara. The istikhara reply, the indication in the istikhara was of azmaish, as of a test. Remember, tests are of different types, different forms, and whether it's through means of any problem, any obstacle, any hindrance, or even through the means of illness. And here you mentioned in regards to your child that they've been suffering from various types of illnesses. So the indication is of azmaish. So maybe you are being tested through your child through means of illness. Inshallah, I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. So not to worry, there's no evil eye. A lot of the times people think that either it's evil eye or maybe somebody has done something and that's why it's affecting, you know, us or our child, like in this case. So nobody has done anything. It is an indication of azmaish, as of test, and and you're being tested through this illness of your child. Spiritual cure for you to note down. I'll give you a simple one, as it's for your child, and this is very, very beneficial. It's simply Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. So you need to recite this 33 times. So you need to recite this 33 times with Durood Sharif before and after. Now you can perform dam upon some water and then give that water to your child to drink. Inshallah, this will also prove very beneficial. And as well as this, also recite the same spiritual cure, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, 33 times with Durood Sharif before and after. And also perform Dam upon your child as well. And inshallah, this will also prove to be very beneficial, inshallah. Are you ready for the spiritual cure?
Okay, sir, regarding sadness.
Firstly, brother, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove your sadness and fill your heart with peace.
Ameen.
Ameen. Remember, brother, Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who stay patient. Keep turning to Him in every moment. Here is a beautiful wazifa for you to read. And the beautiful wazifa is, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Meaning, O ever living one, O eternal one, I seek help through your mercy. Recite this blessed dua 40 times between the sunnah and farz of Fajr Salah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, your problem will be solved.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So in between the sunnahs of Fajr Salah, between the sunnah and farz of Fajr Salah. So basically, once you've completed your two sunnahs of Fajr, then you will recite this particular spiritual cure 40 times, which was Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Okay, so 40 times, and then inshallah, then complete your farz. And then you need to make dua, or?
You can make dua.
And make dua as well, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Beautiful. And you also mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to act upon this. Subhanallah. It's also fulfilling a sunnah as well. Subhanallah. Ji.
Second, if somebody is troubling you, so brother, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep you safe from that person. Amen. And take away all your worries. Amen. Sometimes people try to hurt you, but Allah's protection is stronger than anyone's harm. Be patient and keep faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Now I will share a beautiful wazifa that can inshallah bring you peace and protection. Inshallah. And this beautiful wazifa is para number 1, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat number 137. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fasayakfikahumullahu wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Fasayakfikahumullahu wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Fasayakfikahumullahu wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Recite this blessed verse 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening with the salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once at the beginning and end. Recite this wazifa daily until the goal is achieved, inshallah azza wa jal. And for Islamic sisters, they are not allowed to read this blessed verse in their specific days. And regarding morning and evening, the definition is, when reciting this wazifa, morning is considered from immediately after midnight till the first ray of the sun appears. And evening is from the start of Zuhr till sunset.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. I've been told we've got some calls. If I can take two of the calls, please, if we're ready.
And I am speaking from Blackburn. Is there any spiritual cure for the cough?
Gee, my name is Shabir Atari. I am calling from Preston. I was just wondering if there is any litany or wazifas for dealings and transactions. If you can please share these with me.
SubhanAllah, that was two calls. And I'd just like to include an istikhara as well. So whilst these spiritual cures are being mentioned, so I can also perform this istikhara. Brother Rakib has sent in a request for istikhara, and he's mentioned that he's stuck in a case, and if we can do istikhara, that how long will it affect him? That's not something that we can actually do an istikhara for, that how long will it take for this to end, or when will this end, etc. But we can do an istikhara in regards to that, inshallah, you know, in general, that why is there this problem or this issue, inshallah. And so we'll do that, inshallah, and we'll give you the reply, and we'll give you something to read as well, inshallah, to bring this issue or test, inshallah, to bear.
The first caller asked about the spiritual cure for cough. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you relief from every kind of cough you are going through and bless you with a quick recovery. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. And the wazifa goes, recite
66 times, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, every day, and blow on the patient. It shall be extremely beneficial, the duration until cured, inshallah, azza wa jal. The second caller asked a spiritual cure about dealing and transactions. Amir al-Sunnat has given us a very beautiful, a powerful spiritual cure. The wazifa is, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. 21 times prior to any dealing and transaction will remain safe from incurring any loss in these matters. Well, in this day and age, most of our transactions are made online. And if we make a habit of following the spiritual cure, we will be saved from many complications, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So before you actually complete the dealing or transaction, or before you're about to make this dealing or transaction, then to recite Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram 21 times.
Yes, correct.
With Durood Sharif before and after, subhanallah. So there'll be many viewers that are watching, you know, whether you're a property dealer, whether you car sales, etc., or you've just got a general store, general, you know, shop. This is something that you can all put into practice. Maybe first thing in the morning before you start work, you act upon the spiritual cure and then go to work and start with your dealings. And inshallah, azza wa jal, one thing, you won't have any issues or any loss in your dealings and transactions. And the other thing is that inshallah, azza wa jal, there'll be blessings.
True.
Subhanallah. Every other person you see nowadays is complaining regarding blessings, that, you know, I earn so much, but I don't know where it goes. True. You know, it comes in from one direction and it's out from the other. And, you know, we can't make ends meet, etc. So, you know, there's a loud cry of loss of blessings, inshallah, by acting upon this particular spiritual cure that has been mentioned, inshallah, as well. This could be also a remedy for this as well. So it's not only for the caller. You know, anybody could put this into practice. And if you have taken note, you can pass this on to your family and friends or any relatives that, you know, who do actually, you know, act on, if they've got some form of business, or, you know, they on a daily basis, they make deals and transactions, etc. Even if you are thinking of it, because a lot of people these days, it's not actually going to shops and, you know, like showrooms or, you know, like offices, etc. If you ask, but correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people are in the business trade where they're just sitting at home and they've got online businesses.
Yeah, true.
So, yes. you know, it doesn't limit that you have to, you know, have to go to your office or shop, etc. And then you can only do on this, you know, you act upon this particular. You're still making dealings and transactions, aren't you? So you're either buying product or you're selling product. So, you know, you can also benefit from this as well, inshallah. Gee, in regards to the istikhara of Brother Raqib that you requested, the istikhara has been performed. I've done the istikhara as in just general. Because remember that we can't say that, oh, you know, this case, you know, why, when is it going to end, or how long will it take, etc. So the istikhara I've done in just in general, and it's not that somebody's done anything, the reason why you're struggling with this issue or this case. It's coming back as an indication of azmaish, as a test. So this test is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So do be patient, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. After you've performed the Asr Salah, do recite this particular spiritual cure, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, 7 times with Durood Sharif before and after, and keep doing this on a daily basis, inshallah, until your issue, your problem has been resolved, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for you. Do be patient. You know, it will, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel, that they say. So inshallah, keep steadfast, keep acting upon this spiritual cure as well. May Allah bring this term of test upon you to an end soon. That does bring us to the time for our daily segment of today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today's spiritual cure for a disease with an unfindable cure, the patient should recite Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu 1,100 times with Durood-e Ibrahimi 11 times before and after it, then blow upon the water and drink it. No matter how severe the illness is, inshallahul kareem, he will be cured. Someone else may also recite and blow on the water for the patient to drink. And the duration, continue it until recovery. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful spiritual cure. Sometimes even on our Ruhani Ilaj stalls, you know, some people come, either they come as an agent for a family or a family member or some friend or relative that they come for. And they mention that, you know, certain names of illnesses. And sometimes these illnesses, maybe we've not heard of them. And on some occasions, we have to search and see what the illness is and then what it's regarding and then find a spiritual cure in regards to, you know, that particular illness, or maybe there isn't one for that particular illness, but it's of something similar. And then that is given to this, the either the patient, whether they've come themselves or whether some agent, some other person has come for them. And subhanAllah, what a beautiful spiritual cure which has been given to us by Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Da'wat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, this is for those diseases where the cure is unfindable. SubhanAllah. Remember that I know sometimes I have major illnesses where the doctors say to you that, oh, we've got no cure for this now. Remember, there's cure for every illness. Allah Azza wa Jal has, you know, so there's an illness and there is also a cure. And Allah Azza wa Jal has made, these illnesses have been created. Remember, everything is done for a reason. And these are tests. And these illnesses are also tests. And these tests are for either forgiveness of our sins, raisings of our ranks, or any abode that we were supposed to reach in the hereafter in paradise. And our actions will not be sufficient for us to reach that abode. So then, afflictions, trials, tribulations, illnesses, or different means and methods, these were tested, and then being patient upon these tests, then alhamdulillah, then we reach those abodes and those sins are forgiven and these ranks are raised through these means. Remember that when it's mentioned to you that there's no cure, it's that we haven't found a cure, there is a cure. But subhanAllah, this particular spiritual cure which has been mentioned for those illnesses where the cure hasn't been found. SubhanAllah. So I hope that you have taken note of this because this will come in handy, you know, or anytime. Anytime, you know, maybe, you know, you're not suffering from any type of illness yourself, but you'll know somebody that's suffering from some form. And cancer, for example, a major illness, and it's heard that, you know, every so often, so-and-so is suffering from cancer. And remember, these illnesses are not limited to just the elderly. We have young people who are suffering from these type of illnesses as well, unfortunately. And, you know, we even hear about young deaths as well through these illnesses. So do pass this around. It's not for any fixed person or just for any one person who's requested or for one caller, etc. There's permission, open permission from Amir al-Sunnah for these particular spiritual cures. We will move on to some more questions, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've been afflicted with a throat disease and have pain in the throat nearly all the time. Can you please provide a solution for this? I think I've skipped one before that. Just mention that now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there a vazifa to get free from prison? So a vazifa for freedom from prison. And the other one which I mentioned was regard throat disease. I'll just mention a message I've received in regards to istikhara. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, my name is... Okay, he hasn't mentioned. Okay, so my brother Hasnain has sent in a message in regards to istikhara. He wants istikhara done. He wants to open a garage. He submitted an application. Maybe I'm thinking the application will probably be planning permission. I'm guessing. It doesn't state here, but I think he's applied and he wants to open a garage. He hasn't received a reply as of yet. Can you perform istikhara, see if this is good for me or not? Inshallah, Brother Hasnain will perform the istikhara and I will give you the reply, inshallah, in regards to this. May Allah make it easy for you. May you hear soon in regards to the application that you have submitted. Ji, if the brothers are ready for.
Ji, Aishab, regarding a throat disease, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you, brother, and give you a complete shifa.
Amen.
and take away all the pain from your throat. Remember, Haisab before mentioned, illness is a test, but it also removes sins and brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be patient and keep praying for health. Here is a beautiful spiritual treatment for throat disease. So you need to get a plain piece of paper and write it down. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. On the top, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and in the second row, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim, Para 23, Surah Yasin, Ayat number 58. Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. Then make it Taweez and wearing it around the neck. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, all pains in the throat will be relieved and a throat disease will be cured, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
SubhanAllah. Just before Sahib moves on to the next reply, inshallah, you mentioned in regards to throat disease and alhamdulillah, spiritual cure has been mentioned. Remember, we have stalls, Ruhani Ilaj stalls throughout the UK, major cities, covering nearly all the major cities. I will recommend that you visit one of your local Ruhani Ilaj stalls, because there's a particular taweez which is specifically for throat-related illnesses. So I'd advise that you go and seek help from them, inshallah, azza wa jal, and this will put this throat-related issue that you are facing, inshallah, azza wa jal, at bay.
I'll go ahead with the second question, Ajisab.
Release from prison.
Release from prison, yes, correct. May Allah azza wa jal grant the freedom to whoever of yours is in prison and make things easy and blissful for them. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Ul Aliya has mentioned a very powerful spiritual cure. Ya Haqqu, Ya Haqqu, Ya Haqqu, 108 times. If a prisoner invokes this 108 times at midnight whilst bareheaded, he will be freed from imprisonment soon, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And we make dua. May Allah Azza wa Jal make things easy for you and whoever is in prison. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His mercy upon them. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, ameen. May Allah make it easy for them. It is a difficult time.
True, it is.
But inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, may Allah make things easy and grant what is in their favor. Gee, I've just received another request for istikhara. They've given me a code word of Medina. And they've given me details for their child. They're saying they've got a 5-year-old child and he's not talking. So they want us to perform istikhara. So he's reached the age of 5 and still he's not talking. Where generally children start speaking, you know, a lot earlier. Inshallah, we will perform the istikhara. The code word you gave me is Medina. So do watch out when we mention the code word. So that will be the reply for your istikhara, inshallah. I did perform an istikhara previously in regards to the brother Hasnain. Brother Hasnain mentioned that he's submitted an application and he's not heard from that at the moment. So I've done an istikhara in regards to in general. And in the istikhara, the indication came as of evil eye. So indication of evil eye. So in regards to this, I'll give you a spiritual cure. If you recite La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu 60 times with the Durood Sharif before and after and perform them upon yourself, inshallah, azza wa jal, then this evil eye, inshallah, will be removed. There are other methods of removing evil eye. If you have a spiritual cure stall in your locality, then you can actually visit there and they can give you like a pamphlet which gives you a method, a physical method of how to remove evil eye using red chilies. So I won't mention it here, but if you can visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall and you can gain a pamphlet from there, inshallah azza wa jal. Maybe on a later program, inshallah azza wa jal, we maybe even put this into practical, we put it into practice and show you practically how removal of evil eye with chilies, inshallah. Maybe we may bring some with us so we can actually show you that these are the chilies we are talking about, inshallah. Maybe, inshallah, keep joining us every week, inshallah azza wa jal, and we'll try to bring, you know, remedies and cures, you know, practical home remedies as well, which Garelu Totka, which is mentioned. G. Mentioned some questions. G. I'll try to include the one I missed, because I missed a question as well. Actually, whilst we're waiting, if we can take 2 more calls, please, if they're ready.
While speaking from London, can you please give some remedy for, spiritual remedy for sore throat?
Sore throat. Spiritual remedy for? So, what, Peter?
Father, dear Islamic brothers, wanted a wazifa for family problems.
Family problems. So there was two calls. The first one was somebody suffering from sore throat. So if you can have a spiritual cure in regards to sore throat. And the second one was family problems, domestic disputes, etc. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Any spiritual cure for fulfillment of needs? Okay, fulfillment of needs. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A lot of times I suffer loss. Is there any spiritual cure which can help me prevent having losses in the future? I'll just mention another istikhara request. Don't mention the name. They haven't given a code word, but I'll mention the actual issue. So you're mentioning that you're suffering from ongoing back pain, and the weird thing is that this back pain doesn't come into effect during the day. It only seems to be at night time. So the back pain is only at night time, and it's preventing me from sleeping. And okay, so I'm only getting a couple of hours of sleep. I've tried everything. I've been to see the doctors. You know, they've given me some painkillers, etc. They don't seem to be working. And the doctors did mention that it seems unusual that throughout the day there's no pain, and then at night, then I have this back pain. If you can do my istikhara, my name is and my mother's name is. Okay, so because you haven't sent a code word, I'll just mention back pain. So this is an indication that, you know, this istikhara reply will be yours, inshallah. Ji, brothers, if you're ready, if you can mention that.
Ji, sir, regarding sore throat, we have already mentioned this wazifa.
Get a piece of paper and write it down on the top line, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And in the second line, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. Then make a taweez and wearing it around the neck, inshallah azza wa jal, with the barakat of this taweez, all pains in the throat will be relieved, and inshallah azza wa jal, all kind of throat diseases will be cured, inshallah azza wa jal. And the second one, brother asked for a wazifa regarding family issues, but he didn't explain the issue clearly. Usually small arguments happen in families, so I'm giving this wazifa. If you read it, inshallah azza wa jal, peace and understanding will return at your home, inshallah azza wa jal. The beautiful wazifa is recite ya wadudo ya salamo, ya wadudo ya salamo, ya wadudo ya salamo, 100 times daily after every salah. If Allah Almighty wills, a loving atmosphere will be established in the home. Recite blessed Durood-e Paak once before and once after, and continue this wazifa until the wish is fulfilled, inshallah azza wa jal.
I'll go ahead with the spiritual cure regarding the fulfillment of needs. For the sake of fragrant breeze of Medina, may Allah azza wa jal fulfill all your lawful needs and duas. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. A very powerful spiritual cure. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِرًا. I'll repeat it again. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِرًا. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى.
Subhanallah. In regards to the request of istikhara, you mentioned the code word was mentioned Medina. You know, regarding the 5-year-old child that is still not speaking, the istikhara has been performed. Indication is of azmaish, as of a test. May Allah make it easy for the parents. And give the ability to the child of speaking soon, inshallah. So the istikhara, there's no issue of, you know, somebody maybe I've done something, maybe a lot of thoughts. Nowadays, when any issue, any problem, and I was talking with somebody a few days back in regards to this as well, that whenever any issue, any problem, any situation arises, the first thing that comes, unfortunately our thinking is like this, and the first thought that comes to the mind, oh, somebody's done something on this. Definitely somebody will have done something. So-and-so, you know, I had problems with so-and-so, family member, etc. And then, you know, this is where the doors of sinning then starts, you know, accusations, etc., you know, start to come into force. So let's try not to go that way, and also always try and think positive. You know, a lot of people mention in regards to suffering from depression and, you know, like anxiety and etc. So a lot of negativity, thinking negative, are major, you can say, helpers for causing these type of anxiety and depression type of problems. So let's try to stay positive. Let's keep smiling, inshallah. This itself will also be a remedy for us. So in regards, let's come back to this. So in regards to this, may Allah make it easy for the family, and may this child be granted being able to speak, inshallah, soon. I've got a beautiful spiritual cure here for you. If you are tuned in at the moment, do take note. If you can write it down quickly, it isn't a very lengthy spiritual cure, but maybe if you aren't able to write it, it might be handy that you just take a recording of the audio while I'm mentioning it. And remember, this isn't just for this child. If anybody else is facing this kind of situation, then this can be handy for you as well. So this particular is when a child is unable to speak, he's not speaking, he's definitely gone over the age where generally children speak, then this particular spiritual cure can be put into practice. And it's simply,
Salamun qawlan min Rabbir Rahim.
So this particular verse will be recited 1,469 times. I'll repeat that, 1,469 times. 1,469 times. So it can't be 1,470 and it can't be 1,468. It does need to be 1,469 times with the Durood Sharif before and after, and make dua, inshallah, if Allah wills, then your child will start to speak soon. Remember, the pious predecessors have mentioned that when a particular amount is mentioned for any incantation, any spiritual cure, any orad of wazaif, then it's necessary that we do it in accordance to that. Remember, and the example which is given is like a key, when you put it into the lock, now the teeth on the key, you know, it has them notches that be on the key. They like, they call the teeth of the key. Now, when for example, you go for a duplicate key cut, and when they cut the duplicate key, they cut the key, you know, the new key that they're cutting, they cut it exactly like the one which you have given, the original one. Why? The teeth need to be exactly the same, only then the lock will open. When you enter the key into the lock, it'll only open when the teeth are exact same number, the same size. So it's exact copy of the particular, the original key. And any extra, you know, tooth or anything else like this, any extra notch, and that won't work on the key. The key won't open. So the key, the teeth on the key need to be exactly the same. Likewise, putting that into this perspective, that the amount of the wazifa, the spiritual cure, the litany, it needs to be exact amount which has been mentioned. So this particular spiritual cure, 1,469 times, needs to be recited, Durood Sharif before and after, and then make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept your du'as and grant this child that's been mentioned here the ability to speak very soon, inshallah. That does bring us to the end of the program. We'll make a quick dua, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatimin nabiyyin. O Allah, Azza wa Jal, forgive us, our parents, and all of the ummah. Forgive our sins, grant us the ability to do good deeds. O Allah, Azza wa Jal, those brothers and sisters who have sent in their messages in regards to illnesses, grant them complete cure from these illnesses that they're suffering from. O Allah, Azza wa Jal, those who have sent in messages in regards to problems, remove their problems, remove their tests, bring their tests to an end soon. O Allah Almighty, grant us peace and blessings in our homes. Grant us harmony and tranquility in our homes. Bless our homes, bless our family, bless our children. Ameen bijahin nabila ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bihaqqi la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That does bring us to the end of the program. Do join us. Same time, same place, next week, only on Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.